91X News.
It's 13 degrees and cloudy. I'm Matt Kerr with 91X News. Shock art, contemporary art that incorporates disturbing imagery. And it's taking over Camelford. Local Brent Townsend is using the controversial representations to make a point. Townsend is outraged the town of Camelford wants to tear down his house to make way for a bridge. To get his message heard, Townsend tarred and feathered his business sign.
I wanted something that was a very powerful, sort of shocking thing. And artists in general tend to push the boundaries to make things thought-provoking and get people to think about stuff. And I'm trying to do that. In town here, a lot of people don't care because it's not their house, so they're not really concerned about it.
Earlier this month, Townsend erected a 5-meter cross with a noose attached on the corner. A sign underneath the noose read, "Political coverage drags on." Bank of Montreal economist Doug Porter says he doubts the price gap for foods in Canada and the U.S. will ever go away. But he does say it will likely narrow the longer the loonie stays above par with the American dollar. BMO says on average, prices for a basket of goods it surveyed are 20% more in Canada, up from a gap of 7% just 2 years ago. But Porter notes Canadian businesses face a lot of costs that are paid for in Canadian dollars, like rent, wages, and utilities, which don't go down when the loonie soars. Former Prime Minister Jean Chrétien says the Liberal Party's election campaign has been better than expected. He calls leader Michael Ignatieff's campaign not bad. Chrétien is dismissing Prime Minister Stephen Harper's plea for a majority government, saying most countries don't have one. He led the Liberals to 3 majorities at the last majority government in Canada. A Toronto man accused of forcing his mother to live in a cold garage made a brief court appearance today and will be back in court in 2 weeks. Guang Yan's lawyer is hopefully his client will make bail at this point. Yan has been in custody since his February 23rd arrest. His 68-year-old grandmother was found unconscious and suffering from frostbite in an East End garage and is now in stable condition and in the care of the state. Manitoba's top Aboriginal leader says it's time for permanent flooding protection for First Nations communities, once again bearing the brunt of spring flooding. Almost 400 people have already been evacuated from their homes this spring, the majority from First Nations communities. Manitoba's Emergency Measures Minister says the issues has been raised with Prime Minister Harper. Bob Barker says he will likely contribute some of his own money to help move 3 Toronto elephants to a wildlife sanctuary in a warmer climate. The former Price is Right host and animal activist is heading to Toronto on Friday to convince zoo management to send elephants Toka, Tika, and Iringa to new homes in the U.S. The zoo has spent the last 3 years studying whether to close or upgrade the elephant exhibit and plans a vote on May 12th. That's 91X News at 3:03. Here's Nick Liard with sports.
The Picton Pirates' Smaltz Cup dreams could end up tonight when they face the Allison Hornets in Game 4 of the semifinals. The Hornets lead 3-0, and the game starts at 8 p.m. Things could get testy as Montreal and Boston begin their playoff series tonight. The regular season rivalry was highlighted by an ugly hit that sent Habs winger Max Pacioretty to hospital with a concussion and a fractured vertebrae. The Canadiens won the season series against the Bruins, but suffered a brutal 7-0 loss to Boston in their final meeting before the playoffs. In the other 2 first-round matchups tonight, Philadelphia will open their series against Buffalo without Chris Pronger, and the LA Kings take on the San Jose Sharks. The Jays have the day off today, but teams still play on. The New York Mets play in a doubleheader against the Colorado Rockies. They're playing right now and at 3:10. There are 11 games in total, including Baltimore and the Yankees, Minnesota and Tampa Bay, and Detroit in Oakland. The Toronto Raptors are clearing out their lockers today after another disappointing NBA season. Toronto won 22 games and will have a lottery pick in the draft. One of the few bright lights this season was rookie forward Ed Davis. He said he learned a lot this year.
I mean, one, just for me, is just the experience, the NBA experience, and as a team, just knowing that you don't want to be in this situation again with our season ending before the playoffs, so just things like that.
Last night was the final day of the regular season, and the playoffs begin Saturday. That's sports. Here's Matt Kerr with 91X Weather.
Today, a mix of sun and cloud, clearing late this afternoon with a high of 12. Tonight, clear, low of -3. Tomorrow, sunny with increasing cloudiness late in the evening, a high of 8. On Saturday, there will be some rain and wind with a high of 4. It's 12 degrees. I'm Matt Kerr with Nick Liard. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 4.
91X.
This is CJLX 91.3 FM, Belleville.